Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf was Nazir, daf Samach Aleph, as we head into the very last week and the very last few dafim of Maseches Nazir. Looking forward to the Siyum this Thursday night at 8:15 at the home of Rabbi and Rebbetzin Dov Emerson in Bergenfield. Looking forward to that 8:15 Thursday night. Hope everybody will join us. We are at the very top line of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Agud Devach to a Yaakov Chanachenech, to Aryeh Tzvi, to Tzvika, to David Yoshua. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya taught in a Braisa exactly that which we learned at the end of yesterday's daf about why a shaving for Nazirus cannot work for a shaving for Mitzora, and a shaving for Mitzora cannot work for a shaving of Nazirus, says the Gemara. Zeh, Mitzora, is lifnei bias mayim. So Mitzora shaves his head before the water, as the Pasuk says. The first shaving of Mitzora says, Vigilach, Pasuk and Parshas Tazria, Vigilach is kol sa'aro v'rachatz b'mayim. So you see he shaves before he goes into the mikvah. Vizeh, but Nazir is la'achar b'yasmayim. Nazir shaves after he goes into the mikvah. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, Vigilach rosho b'yom taharoso. He shaves his head after he goes to the mikvah. And there's another difference, and this is even by a Nazir tahar. So Pasuk says, Zeh, a mitzorah, his second shaving of a mitzorah is lifnei zrikas damim. Agud Devach to Harav Dov Binyamin Ben Shnei Zal Madonna Cohen. Thank you so much for hosting on Thursday night. Zeh lifnei zrikas damim. The mitzorah, his second shaving is prior to the sprinkling of the blood. Vizeh, but a nazir tahar, his shaving is la'achar zrikas damim. So that's why the shaving for a nazir can't work for a mitzorah, and mitzorah can't work for a nazir, because they play by different rules. The Mishnah said that a shaving of a tzaras only pushes away the iser nazirus by a vadai tzaras, but by a suffic tzaras, so then you can't, the shaving does not push it away by a suffic tzaras. Says the Gemara, Bayi Rami Brachama, Hani Arba Tiglachios to Ka'amra. These four shavings that we've been speaking about, the two for a Mitzorah and the two for a Nazir Tameh and Nazir Tahar. But the truth is, the Rishonim point out, Tosus writes, this is not only by a case of the four. This same Gemara's question applies by any Nazir Tameh who's shaving. The question is, what's the function of the shaving by a Nazir Tameh? That's the Gemara's kash. Mishum mitzvah o mishum yavur seir tuma. Let's say for a nazir tummy, is it a mitzvah for a nazir tummy to shave, or no? He's just shaving to get rid of the bad hair so that he could grow hair b'tahara and he could shave off 30 days of tahara hair, because the hair that you grow while you're tummy is not hair to cut off. So is the getting rid of the hair a mitzvah, or is it just a preparation for the later shaving? Says the Gemara, L'may nafkamina, what's the difference whether it's a mitzvah or whether it's just to prepare the other one? La'avure binasha. So the difference is, can you get rid of the hair with hair removal cream, which is not considered to have a halacha of a giluach? It removes the hair, but it's not an actual mitzvah giluach. Or let's say, can you use scissors? That's what the Rishonim say, but you don't have to use a razor. If you say no, there's a mitzvah to shave when you're a nazir tummy, so then you got to shave with a mitzvah. You got to shave with a razor. You can't use the hair removal cream. But if you say it's only to get rid of the bad hair, so then even if you use the hair removal cream, that will work as well, or scissors. So my, what's the halacha? Amarava tashma. The Mishnah said, or the Braisa that we said earlier said, you have to shave four shavings. If the point of the shaving was just to get rid of the hair and there was no mitzvah, so then even three would have been good, because the third one for a nazir tameh, you don't need it because you're already shaved for mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah of nazir, if there's no real mitzvah, so then why in the world would you need to shave time number three? So you wouldn't really need the shaving of the nazir tameh because the hair was already off. So afilu b'shalosh nami sagila, because you already got rid of the hair because of the tiglachas of mitzvah, and you're gonna shave time number four anyway for the naziris. So from the fact that it says you need four, shma mina mishum mitzvah, shma mina. So we see that no, there really is a separate mitzvah to shave the nazir tameh's hair. It's not just to get rid of the bad hair. It's actually a mitzvah to remove the hair. Shma mina. Hadron alach shnei nazirim, and we now begin the ninth and final parak of Nazir, Hakusim. Here we go. New Mishnah, says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about whether or not a non-Jew can accept Naziris. Can a non-Jew accept Naziris? Hakusim, non-Jew. Some have the girsa goyim. And the halacha is, and the only reason it says kusim is because, you know, Shas was censored, because we don't want to think that we're against Goyim. So they wrote kusim, even though they really meant Goyim. It was the censors that changed it. Agutavach to a Gershon Eitan, and to Mordechai. So hakusim ain lahem nazirus. So a guy has no nazirus as well. Even if he takes upon himself nazirus, he's still mutter to drink wine and to come in contact with dead bodies. And even if they do observe Naziris, we do not accept the karbanos from them. Nashim va'avadim yeshlam Naziris. Women and Eved Kanani do have Naziris, right? Like I've said already a few times, Rabbi Shechter likes to ask on the smicha b'china, how do you know a woman could be a Nazir? The answer is because the Torah says, ish o isha. Right? All the smicha guys try to come up with fancy lamdas, and it's actually just two pasuk in the chumash, beferish. So Nashim, and we know that Eved Kanani is hukash le'isha, that an Eved Kanani is chayv and mitzvah like a woman. So just like a woman can be a nazirah, so too an Eved Kanani can be a nazir. Now, says the Mishnah, Chomer b'nashim yiba'avadim, there is a strictness by the naziris of Nashim that does not apply to avadim. Shehu kofes avdo, that let's say the master feels like if the guy's not going to drink wine, he's not going to be strong, he's not going to be able to do his work. So then he could say to the Eved, even though the Eved accepted Naziris, he could say, I'm sorry, buddy, you're Meshubah to me before you're Meshubah to the Naziris, and you can drink wine. He could force him to drink wine. Only the Adon gives him Rishus. Rabbi Avram Minahar explains the name of Rashi that, first of all, he could force him not to accept the Naziris, and if he accepts the Naziris, he could force it to not keep the Naziris. However, Hafara, a husband being Mefer, the Naziris of his wife, that's only afterwards. And once he hears it, and if he listens to it and he doesn't say anything, after one day, so he cannot be Mefer it anymore. And that's he quotes from Rashi, and Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar asks on Rashi, why by an Eved is he allowed to prevent it from being Chal in the first place, but by a woman he can't? And why by an Eved is his hafara not forever, even though he owns him, and by a woman that he doesn't own her, the hafara is forever. And therefore he explains that there's a difference between forcing and hafara. And kfiya only applies by a woman, not by an Eved, and hafara does not apply. So you see they play by different rules. You see they play by different rules, as the Mishnah is going to explain. So Chomer b'Nashim b'Avadim shehu kofes avdo, a master can force his slave to not accept the Naziris. Ve'eno kofes ishto, but a husband cannot force his wife to drink wine. Well, what do you mean a husband can't force his wife to drink wine? The husband can be made for the Naziris, but if he's not made for the Naziris, then he can't force his wife to drink wine. Let's say he hears about it for one day and he doesn't get rid of it, so now it's too late. So once she's a Nazirah and he's not Mefer, he doesn't get rid of it. So then, in such a case, if he doesn't get rid of it after a day, then he cannot force his wife to drink wine, as opposed to a master, at any moment in time, he could force his Eved Kanani to drink wine. Says the Gemara, Katani akusim ein le nazirus. So the Mishnah says that a guy cannot be a nazir. Minahani mile. How do you know a guy can't be a nazir? Tosas points out here in the fourth Tosas in the page that a guy can take a neder. A guy can take a neder, and then it's hot. Take a look at the fourth Tosas. Minahani mile. Dovdi kachavim ein le nazirus. Halo b'shar nedarim din ki Yisrael. By a regular neder, a guy is like a Jew. Kedichsev ish ish the rabbis of the kacham. Shenodrim nedarim nedavas ki Yisrael. And that's why if a guy could also donate a carbon ola to the Beis HaMikdash. So v'hachanami nederhu. Nazirus is just a type of neder. So if a guy can do a neder, you would think that a guy can be a nazir also. Says Gemara, no, immediately, how do I know that a guy can't be a nazir? The Tana Rabbanan. Because it says in the Parsha of Nazirus and Parshas Naso, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'lol of the kochavim. V'amarta aleim l'rabos es avadim. And v'amarta aleim says an Eved Kanani is included. Ask the Gemara, why do I need a special pasuk to include an Eved Kanani? Lama likraha, arma komis ha-she'isha chayevas ba, Eved chayeva. Don't we know there's a general rule throughout all of Shas, whatever a woman's obligated in? So once I have the pasuk ish o isha, that a woman could be a nizira, so I know that Eved Kanani. Why do I need a special pasuk v'amarta aleim? That an Eved Kanani can be a Nazir. Answer the Gemara. Amar Rava. Shani Hacha. No. If I wouldn't have had this pasuk v'amar talem to include the Eved Kanani, I might have thought that the halacha of Nazirus only applies to a woman and not to an Eved Kanani. Why? Shan damar kra lasser isar al nafsho. That Nazirus is something you accept upon your soul, upon yourself. B'misha nafsho knuyelo. So I might have thought it only applies to somebody who is in charge of their own self. Yotze Eved she'in nafsho knuyelo. But an Eved Kanani is not in charge of his own self. Since he doesn't own his own self, so I might have thought he can't be a Nazir. Kamash Malan, that's why I need the Pasuk, to teach me that even an Eved Kanani can be a Nazir, even though he's owned by his master. But an Eved Kanani can be a Nazir. Again, unless his master tells him he doesn't want to. But if his master doesn't say anything, then he, in fact, is a Nazir. Now, the Gemara now is going to continue for the rest of this Amud and a little bit of the next Amud, speaking about these drushes. Amar Mar, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'lol of d'yuchavim. So from here we learn that a guy can't be a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? V'chal hechad g'siv Yisrael of d'yuchavim lo? You mean to tell me everywhere in the Torah that it says b'nei Yisrael, that halacha refers only to Jews and not to goyim? Is that a thing? V'hagabi arachin. What about, in the yeshivas they say erachin. If you know a little diktuk, so you know the word is arachin. The yeshivas, they generally don't know diktuk. So arachin. Arachin means the law that's in the end of Parshas, I believe, Bechukosai, where the Torah tells you that if you donate the value of a certain person to the Beis HaMikdash, depending on how old they are, whether male or female, you have to owe a certain amount of money. If the person is within 30 days and 5 years old, it's one price. Then it's 5 and 30 is another price. 30 to 5 to 50, 30 to 50 is another price, right? So everyone has a different erech. So, v'agabe erechin dichsiv. Dabra el b'nei Yisrael. It says on Yisrael. V'tani we learned in a braisa. We're going to learn a little bit later on in the daf that this is actually a machlokas, but now we're going to learn Rabbi Meir's shita. We learned in a braisa. B'nei Yisrael marichin v'en of the kachav marichin. A Yisrael can make a neder of erechin and a guy cannot. However, yachal lo yehu ne'erachin. You might think that a guy can't be evaluated, meaning if a Jew would say about a guy, I want to give his value to the Beis HaMikdash, you might think that that does not work. Talmud Lomar, Ish, ki yafli neder be'erekcha nefoshel s'Hashem. Ish comes to include, even a guy is included in Arachin. So how come when it comes to Nazirus, we say that B'nai Yisrael excludes Goyim, and yet by Arachin it says B'nai Yisrael, and we have the pasuk that says Ish includes that even though a guy cannot make an erech, but he can be evaluated. So we should say the same thing by Nazirus. The Gemara is suggesting the same thing. So from the word ish, we should learn out that just like by Arachin, even though a guy can't make an Erech Neder, but he can be evaluated, so too by Nazirus, the Gemara is suggesting, even though a guy cannot be a Nazir to the extent that we're going to accept his Karbanos to Beis HaMikdash, maybe nonetheless, this is the way the Rishonim understand this line of the Gemara, maybe nonetheless, if he takes a Neder Nazirus, it should be Chal that he's usher to drink wine and he's usher to be Metame LeMesim, even though he can't bring a Karban. Let's also say there's a partial, just like by Erechin it says B'nai Yisrael, and we learn that from Misha there's a partial Erechin, so too by Nazirus it says B'nai Yisrael, we should learn that there's a partial Nazirus. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hacha Damar Kra, La'aviv ul'imo lo yitama. By Nazirus it says, he cannot even become tamei to his dad and mom. But Mishi yesh lo av, yatsav gacham shein lo av. So you see the special pasuk that says, Goyim are bichlal not shaykh to Nazirus because Goyim have no halachic parents. A guy is not considered to be halachically connected to his parents. Ask the Gemara, you mean to tell me that a guy has no halachas that he's connected to his father and mother? Lamai, what are you talking about? Elam alit in Yerusha. You want to tell me that a guy, as far as the Torah law is concerned, a guy does not inherit his father? Baloney with chopsticks. What do you mean? A non-Jew inherits from his father midoraisa shneamar ki Yerusha le'Esav nasati as har seir. Hashem says, I gave har seir as a Yerusha to Esav, and presuming this means not only Esav, but all of Esav's descendants. So what do you mean that because it says that a Nazir is not mitami to his father, so it's got to be somebody who has a father, and a guy doesn't have a father. A guy does have a father in Yerusha, says the Gemara, Ella b'misha mozal kibit aviv. No, it means that the Ovid Kochavim has no din of kibit aviv ein, and therefore he's not included in Nazirus. Ask the Gemara, miksiv kabit avicha gabi nazir. Why is that the definition of a Nazir? It doesn't say kibit aviv by a Nazir. So why is that the definition of a father? Maybe it should follow Yerusha. And as far as Yerusha, a guy does have a father, says the Gemara, you're right. Elam Akra, it's from a different pasuk. Nothing to do with the father. Nothing to do with the connection to dad. Elam Akra, how do we know that a guy can't be a Nazir at all, even partially? Elam Akra, lo aviv ilim lo yitama, b'mish yesh lo tuma. The parish of Nazirus only applies to somebody who has the laws of tuma. Yatza ovid kachavim she'ein lo tuma. This comes to exclude a guy because a guy does not have the laws of Tuma. Says the Gemara, how do you know a guy does not have the laws of Tuma? Minelon deles lo Tuma. Damar krav, ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. The ish, a man who becomes Tuma and doesn't get rid of the Tuma, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, v'nichrasa ha'nevashim yitoch ha'kahol. B'mishi ish lo kahol, yotzadashin lo kahol. A guy is not part of the kahol. And therefore, he doesn't have the din of Tumas Migdash. Once he doesn't have the din of Tumah, the Beis HaMikdash, so he doesn't have the laws of Tumah at all, says the Gemara. Memai, how do you know? Dilma Karis to Dilma Chayiv. Maybe a guy does not have Karis to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But a guy also becomes Tumah. And if, let's say, they would touch something, they would make it real Tumah. So there's no Raya from there. Okay. So where is the Raya that a guy can't become Tumah, and therefore a guy can't be an Azir? Says the Gemara, you're right. Amar Kra, in the parsha of Chukas, V'yizah ha-tahar al ha-tamei. The tar sprinkles the water on the tamei. The words al ha-tamei are extra. It should have just said V'yizah ha-tahar alav. What's V'yizah ha-tamei? We learned from this. Kol she'yesh lo tahara, yesh lo tuma. V'chol she'ein lo tahara, ein lo tuma. Only a Jew who has tahara, so he also has tuma, but a guy that does not have tahara doesn't have tuma. What do you mean that a guy doesn't have tahara and a Jew has tahara? So the Rishonim explain over here. It says in that pasha, "Vayol adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'meinida." So you can only become purified if you're a Jew. So if you can only become purified if you're a Jew, that means that only a Jew becomes tameh. Since a guy has no way of becoming tahar, so we say a guy doesn't become tamei in the first place. But the Gemara says, no, why is that a proof? Why is that a proof? That pasuk is not extra. Says Gemara, ve'ema taharu delo havile. But tuma havile. Maybe, you're right, a guy can't ever become tar. Maybe he becomes tummy. He's tummy forever. Why are those two things necessarily related? It's not extra. There's no drasha. So why do you necessarily say that that's the source? And therefore, the Gemara rejects that as well and tries to come up with a third. Actually, the Gemara rejects that and comes up with a different pasuk that teaches me that Tumah and Tahara are interdependent. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, V'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. And this pasuk is extra. It could have just said, V'ish asher lo yischata. Obviously, why does it have to say a person becomes Tumah and doesn't purify himself? So we learn from that, that only someone who can become pure, he's a person who becomes Tumah. And so, once it's clear that Goyim do not have Tumah because they don't have Tahara, so we can learn that they don't have Nazirus, because the pasuk says, Bayinazir la'aviv lima lo yitama. And since we have this extra pasuk telling me that a Nazir cannot become, that a Goy cannot become a Nazir because he can't become Tumah, so we have two pasukim, B'nai Yisrael and the fact that they can't become Tumah. So this teaches me that a guy, even partially, has no Nazirus. And this answers, that's why we don't, even though by Erechin we say that a guy can be Nerach, he has partial Erechin, it says B'nai Yisrael, but he has partial Erechin. By Nazirus we have an extra pasuk teaching me that he doesn't even have partial Nazirus. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the previous answer that we said before, that a guy cannot have Nazirus because he doesn't have a father by Yerusha. Even though the Gemara already rejected that answer, nevertheless, Rav Acha bar Yaakov goes back to that answer and rejects it in a different way. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, really the reason why a guy cannot be a Nazir is because they don't have a father. Ah, you said they do have a father as far as Yerusha is concerned? Says the Gemara, Shani Hacha, no. Even though a guy has Yerusha, but there is one specific aspect of Yerusha that a guy does not have. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Shani Hacha. Here it's different, because Nazirus does not depend on Stam Yerusha. It depends on whether or not a guy can be Morish in Eved Kanani. D'Amar Kra, V'snachaltem Osam, Levnechem Acharechem. A Jew passes his Eved Kanani on to his kids. Only a Jew passes Eved Kanani on to his kids, and a guy does not pass his Eved Kanani onto his kids. And therefore, the Av that it says by Nazir has got V'chol she'yeshlo nachla yeshlo tumah. V'chol she'enlo nachla, a guy can't pass his Eved Kanani onto his kids. Enlo tumah. Ask the Gemara, if it all depends on nachla, ihachi avadim namilo. An Eved Kanani also can't pass his Eved Kanani onto his kid, but you told me an Eved Kanani can be a Nazir. So how come a guy can't be a Nazir because he can't pass his Eved Kanani to his kid, but an Eved Kanani can be a Nazir even though he cannot pass his Eved Kanani on to his kid? So therefore, the Gemara backs out of this answer. The Gemara backs out of this answer. And we go back to the first question. Why? So the Gemara is going to give a different answer. By Nazirus, why by Erechin do we say that a guy can be Ne'erach, but by Nazirus we say that a guy cannot be a Nazir at all? Elo Amar Rava, no, you can't compare Erechin to Nazirus. Bishlam Agai Erechin Shenemar B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael Marichin V'en Ovdik Chav Marichin Yochalo Yehune Erechin Tamalomar Ish. Not Ish, Ish, that's a wrong. Gears are just Ish. So there, you have the extra pasuk Ish. But by Nazirus, you can't say like that. Hacha, but by Nazirus, if you're going to want to try to dash in the same way that we did in Erechin, so you have to say, B'nai Yisrael, Nozrin, Umevin Karban. A Jew makes a Nazirus and he can bring a Karban. V'ein Ovde Kochavim, Nozrin, Umevin Karban. So Yachal Af, Lo Yehi Nazirin Klal, Tamalomer Ish. You're going to want to say that, but you can't say that. Why can't you dash in that way by Nazirus? Amri, Imishum Karban. If the only reason why it says B'nai Yisrael is to exclude Goyim from bringing a Karban Nezirus, I don't need Bnei Yisrael to exclude Goyim from bringing Karban Nezirus. Lav Mehachan Afkalei, I don't need this pasuk to tell me that. Elamei Hasam, I already have a different, I can learn that from a different pasuk, which you might think is a Daf Yomi coincidence, but it's not, because it's not in Parshas Vayikra. It sounds like it comes in Parshas Vayikra, but in fact, it comes from much later, like in, I think this is in Parshas, it's like Bahar, I think. But anyway, no, you learn that a guy cannot bring a carbon to zero, so you don't need Bnei Yisrael for that. Imishim carbon la me'achanafle el me'hasam. We have the Midrasha. La'ola, Pasuk says, Dabra la'ram al-adav el b'kol b'nei samatam ishish b'yisrael u'menagir yisrael asher yakiv carbon al-chon adrein v'chon advosam asher yakiv l'ashem la'ola. So a guy can only bring an ola. La'ola prat l'naziros deriyosi aglili. A guy can bring an ola, but a guy can be misnadev to bring nedarim and adavos, but only an ola, not a carbon nezirus. So you don't need Bnei Yisrael to tell me that a guy can't be makir for carbon nezirus. That I know. So what's Bnei Yisrael in Kodesh? Must be that it can't be a nazir at all. Not just a partial nazir. That he can't be a nazir at all. Ask the Gemara. No, maybe we can learn the psukim differently. Ema, Bnei Yisrael knows her Naziris Olam. Maybe it's not talking about Karbanos. You're right. Karbanos we know from somewhere else. But maybe the psukim mean like this. Bnei Yisrael knows her Naziris Olam. A Jew can be a nazir forever. Vein of the Chum knows her Naziris Olam. But a guy cannot be a nazir forever. Maybe he can only be a guy for 30, a nazir for 30 days. Yachalo yu nazirim tamalomer ish, that ish says maybe he could be a nazir for 30 days, says the Gemara, no. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, miksiv nazir olam. What are you talking about? The pasuk doesn't say that, so why are you dashing like that? Says the Gemara, different drasha. Ema b'nei Yisrael madin b'nei b'nazir. Maybe the pasuk means like this. A Jew can even impose nazirus on his son, like we learned earlier in the Masechta. Like we learned, ve'ein ov v'chomadirim b'nei b'nazir. Yachalo yu nazirim. Tamalomer ish, maybe it means only Yisrael can accept Naziris for his son, but a guy can't accept Naziris for his son, but he can be a Nazir, says the Gemara. No. Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan halacha hi b'nazir. That a Nazir, a Yisrael, can accept Naziris for his son, that is a halacha l'moshe misinai. And it doesn't make sense that a pasuk in the Chumash should be modifying a halacha l'moshe misinai. That's the way the Rishonim understand this line. Once it's halacha l'moshe misinai, so then that's not included in the pasukim in the Chumash. So it doesn't make sense that a pasuk would be modifying a halacha l'moshe misinai. So says Tosus, the Amaskal of the Ema. Take a look at the Tosus. Imkain, Halacha lo nishnes el gabi Yisrael, ein svara delesim miut elamute davar she'enu el halacha moshe misinai, says Tosus. It's not logical to say that a pasuk would be excluding something that in the first place is only a halacha moshe misinai. And the Gemara says the same thing by the next line and the last line. Ema b'nei Yisrael magachan an nazirus avien, ve'enu v'kol magachan an nazirus avien, yachalo yihu nazirin tamalomer ish. So maybe we'll learn the pesukim by Naziris like this. We learned also earlier in the Masechta, the special halacha, let's say dad is mafresh money for his karbanos Naziris, and then dad dies. So remember we had the special halacha l'moshe misinai, which teaches me that the kid can take upon himself Naziris on the condition that he's dafka going to use dad's money to bring his karbanos Naziris. Special halacha l'moshe misinai. So maybe that can only be done by a Jew. But a guy can be a regular Nazir, he just can't do that. Maybe that's what Bnei Yisrael is coming to exclude. So the Gemara gives the same answer. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. Answer the Gemara, ha'idmar, Rabbi Yochanan halacha hi b'nazir. No, that's a special halacha l'moshe misinai by Nazir, and therefore it doesn't make sense that a pasuk is going to modify, that Bnei Yisrael is going to teach me. Only a Jew can accept Naziris with his father's money, but a guy cannot do that. But you might think that a guy can't be a Nazir at all, Tam Aloma, that a guy can be a regular Nazir, just he can't do that. Says Gemara, it doesn't make sense to say that a pasuk in the Chumash of Bnei Yisrael or the pasuk of Ish is going to include that a guy can be a Nazir he just can't take upon himself the nazirus with his dad's money, it doesn't make sense that a pasuk would be modifying a halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Rabbeisai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a good vach. Tomorrow morning, daf yomi at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning, everyone should have a git vach. Shavua tov. How is the sound with the headset? It was okay, right? The sound with the headset was good. No, it's good like that with the headset? Was the sound good? It was good? Okay, thank you. It saved my voice a little bit. Thank you.